Imagine a whole human being depending on you. Nasayo, ata mimi, I am still children. I am still children and I have a child that is depending on me.
Well, well, well. That is a snippet of our first episode of What's Your Unspoken Story, this series. Oh my gosh. I am super excited, you guys. You have no idea that I'm finally doing this, our first episode. And that is Nelly. That's just a snippet of her story. And by the way, let me give you a backstory of Nelly, how we know each other. So Nelly and I went to the same campus. We were in the same class, actually. Did the same course. Of course, we were in the same class. And then we did the same, and we graduated. So Nelly, we were kind of close in campus. Like, we're friends, of course. We're friends in campus. But then, when I was listening to Nelly's story, I was shocked because we graduated like 2 years ago, back in 2022. But when I was listening to Nelly's story, I was shocked because when she was telling me that story, I didn't know what was happening in her life. That just shows how people grow apart after graduating. It's so crazy. Anyway, I don't want to give you guys spoilers, so just listen to Nelly's story. Anyway, welcome to this episode. If you're new here, this is Unspoken Podcast. I'm your host, Awino Awiti, and this is the first episode of What's Your Unspoken Story. I'm so excited, you guys. By the way, if you want to submit your stories, check out my Instagram, check out our social media pages, Unspoken Podcast KE and Awino Awiti, and click the link in the bio and you'll get to submit your story. I'm super excited for this first story, Nelly's story. Have a listen to it and hope you get inspired or you get impacted or you learn something, a thing or two. So, yeah, get into it.
Hello, my name is Nelly Awino, preferred name Nelly. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm 23 years old, and today I'm here at Unspoken Podcast to give a little bit about my story, and it's going to be a general story. I don't have like a specific area that I want to focus on. And first of all, I want to say that at 23 years, I think not so many people talk about what they experience outside university or even outside school or outside your parents' houses, of which to us is like a comfort zone. And being out of school and starting life from scratch, I think messes with so many people's mental health. And I think that should be a conversation that many people should embrace and talk about, so as to know that you're not alone out there. And like I said, me being 23 years, I got pregnant. And I had so many doubts about myself because I just graduated from school. I had a job, but I can't really say it was a stable job where you can raise a kid or anything. But mpaka tumefika sahi, I think I feel so good considering the fact that I've managed to reach where I am, and I'm proud of myself that I'm raising one little human. Yeah, so that's the biggest achievement in my life. And talking about being pregnant at that young age, I remember when I was still carrying the stranger in my stomach, I used to walk around town when you're even going for meetings or just doing your errands, or even when I was still doing my job. You find that you get so many stares when you're walking around. Everyone keeps looking at you. Everyone keeps judging you. Or maybe it was just my self-conscious, I don't know. But I used to feel like when I'm walking in the streets, kila mtu anakuangalia na shanga. Sasa nani amepatia huyu mtoto mdogo mimba? And I remember there was one scenario where this boda guy, nilienda kupanda boda when I was going back to my house, and he was like, do you really feel comfortable with the fact that you're proving to people that you engage in sex, like you had sex, and there's proof? Tumbo sayo imefura huko, and I am 1 GB. So everyone is looking at me like, sasa huyu mtoto mdogo anapeleka wapi mimba at this young age? And the fact that me ni 1 GB and I have a small body, so many people thought that maybe I was underage, or maybe me getting pregnant was as a result of something foul that maybe happened to me. But that's not the case. I am above 18 years and I am of consenting age. So to me, I don't feel like that was a problem. And this is actually to the society, to our society and the community that we were raised in, and the society that is out there. So many people judge people according to their appearances, but we don't really take time to maybe ask ourselves, what if that is not the case? What if whoever I'm judging is of consenting age? As of me, my knowledge of being in a consenting age is that you're above 18 years. And last time I checked, anyone who is above 18 years can consent and say yes to or no to sex. So me being 23 years means I consented to having sex, and me getting pregnant was a result of sex. Hey, naisema hivyo mpaka it sina sound foul. But anyway, the journey was not that awesome because I was struggling between my job and carrying a little human inside me. It was really hard, and it reached a point where even where I was working, you can't really raise a point or raise a concern, because if you speak up, it's walikuwa naichukulia ni kama you are acting out, or it's your hormones that is speaking. Like when I was pregnant, hakuna mtu alikuwa nakubali like you can speak up, or even if you try to correct someone or even have an opinion about something, it was always being narrowed down to you being pregnant. You can't stand up for yourself. If you stand up for yourself, oh, it's the hormones that is talking. Ukienda mahali mama mboga na kukatia mboga and you feel like amekuwekea mboga kidogo, then you're complaining, eh, na hiyo uchumi ni mboga ya 20 yaki. Oh, ni hormones. So everything was being blamed on the hormones. But I managed 9 months strong. Nili followed doctor's instructions and I delivered my baby early February, and it was the happiest day of my life. But after that, there comes the struggle of motherhood. Hey, imagine a whole human being depending on you. Na sayo, ata mimi, I am still children. I am still children and I have a child that is depending on me. Hmm? And I think we need to have peer conversations on maternal mental health. Because when someone gets pregnant, so many people go around giving advice and telling people how, you know, labor is so scary. Kuzani ngumu. Oh, like we keep on instilling fear in people when the first time, like those people who experience pregnancy for the first time. Mimi, the only thing I got from people around me were kuinstill fear. Mtu tu alishinda tu, uni mtoto wako wa kwanza, hey, ndio utajua ukijui. Leba na kuambia leba sio mchezo. Eh? But after kuza, itakuwa tu sawa. Itakuwa tu sawa. For me personally, I can proudly say that leba was not hell to me. Iyo kuza haikuwa that painful according to me. Because I remember, hey, nilianza kusikia contractions usiku at around saa sita. And then I was like, maybe it's just the baby is stretching or an kick or something. Sasita, sasaba, it got worse. So nikasema, okay, let me just go to the clinic. You better go to the hospital, uambio urudi, than stay in the house and maybe something bad happens. So I just decided to go, kwenda hosi. And I was there with my partner. Thankfully, I had that privilege of being there with my partner through this journey. Na hiyo, I'm forever thankful, because not so many people have that opportunity to go through pregnancy with their partner or their better half, or however you want to call them, or your husband or anything. But I had my partner, na tulienda na yeye hiyo usiku saa saba. Na contractions, yes, zilikuwa ngumu, but mimi while I was in that labor room, I can say that nilikuwa nacheka watu. Yes, I was feeling pain, But the better part of the time of you know, the 4 hours that I was in labor, aki nilikuwa na cheka tu watu because now I get to understand why doctors awakubali men to go to those labor rooms because we vitu zinaendelea huko ndani aki Mungu wangu. Women were going through shit. Wengine unapata wenye wako dramatic. Then there are the silent ones like me. Mimi venye nilienda, I was assigned a bed and I just slept there. And I was just like, hoo, hoo. And then na relax. Ikikuja tena, I'm like, hoo, hoo. But kuna wengine were screaming. Some were rolling on the floor. Wengine wanachapa chapa mapaja and all that. It was scary. For anyone who is listening and have ever been in a labor room, I am sure whatever I'm saying, you can prove whatever I'm saying is the truth. Because huko ndani, ni bala. Ni bala. Mimi nilika huko 4 hours, and yet there are some women that I found them there, na nilitoka hosi kama bado wako labor. So naweza tu sema kilikuwa tu Mungu, because mine was a smooth ride. Nilienda huko and then I found some really nice, wanaitwa aje, they're not midwives. I don't know if hosipi wanaitwa midwives, but how wakunga. I don't know if that's the correct Kiswahili. But those who help in delivery. Nilipata some very nice people. Na I promised I will go back and give them their flowers because they deserved it. Nilienda hapo and they didn't even judge me considering the fact that age yangu 23, according to the society, 23 years is like ni age kidogo for someone to get pregnant. So they didn't judge me. Nilienda hapo. They were so calm. They were encouraging me and soothing me all through that process. Na venye nilimaliza, eh, unajua that validation where you're being told, good girl, like you've done a really nice job. Umemaliza kuzana, unajisikia. After that, I slept for almost 5 hours. I even forgot I had a baby. I slept for almost 6 hours. And then the nurse ndiakakuja like, hello, mama, wapi mtoto? And then I'm like, oh, niko na mtoto. It was so surreal. Yani, for anyone mwenye meza, I think anaweza relate na whatever experience I had. Nikaenda nikachukua mtoto and I stayed kwa hosi hizo times zote. Mtoto akilia, that's a story for another day. Then I went back to the house, and the reason as to why I'm sharing this story today is because of mental health. I think mental health is really important. It's an important aspect of life and aspect of someone's well-being. And this is the one thing that is being ignored with so many people out here. And I really felt bad after delivering because all of my friends, my colleagues, my friends' friends, my family that came to see me, everyone alikuwa nafika and then they're like, oh, where is the baby? Where is the baby? How is the baby? How is the baby doing? What's his name? How much kg did he weigh? Like, everyone was so concerned about the baby. No one was actually concerned about the mother. Now, me. Kila mtu alikuwa anakuja wapi mtoto. Like, only two people. I can say only two people. That's my mom and one of my closest friends were the ones who actually came. And the first thing they said to me was like, Nelly, how are you? How are you feeling? This is your first time. How is your mental health? Express your feelings, like unafilaje now that you've given birth. Only two people. The rest walikuwa nakuja, hey, where's the child? Wapi mtoto? Nakapoa, nini? Hakuna hata mtu anataka kuuliza na wewe, unaendeleaje? So I really felt that, and I remember the first night that I slept in the hospital, I cried myself to sleep. I cried myself to sleep because there was that feeling that was hovering around me like, hey, now that I gave birth to an amazing human being, nobody's caring about me. Nobody wants to ask how I'm feeling. They're all about the kid and all that. And at some point, I was feeling jealous of my kid because I was like, yo, why are you getting all the attention? Because all this while, I was used to getting the attention. Now, all of a sudden, I have someone who is taking the attention away from me. But I was jealous, but not in a bad way. I can't be jealous of my own kid in a bad way. It was jealousy in a good way. I don't know if you get what I mean. So after that, kurudi kwa nyumba, I was not used to staying at home. Mimi sikuwa mtu wa kukaa kwa nyumba. And then the kind of work that I'm doing, niko nje 24/7, like Monday through even up to Sunday. Because the nature of my work is ni community, and then unaenda field, then you are in the office, like you keep moving up and down, up and down. So I was not used to staying in the house. And then all of a sudden, I have a baby, and now I'm forced to stay in the house, just sitting there and doing nothing. Okay, not doing nothing per se. My work was just to sleep, to feed my baby, and to eat. Sleeping, feeding my baby, eating, and going to the washroom. My life used to revolve around those four areas, and I really felt bad because now you have a lot of time on your hands. You have a lot of time doing some thinking, and it was not healthy at all. To me, it was not healthy because my mind used to wander of all the possibilities, like, now, what if I didn't get pregnant? What if I didn't give birth? Now that I've gotten pregnant, what next? I've given birth, what next? Like, I used to have so many thoughts to myself, and it wasn't healthy. That's why I'm saying that people should prioritize mental health. The postpartum depression is real. Postpartum depression is real because women go through a lot out here. Mina sema, ata sai, if you have a friend or you know someone that have gone through this experience, please take time and talk to that person. Talk to that person because they need it. I needed that. You know, I really needed that. And at some point, I got it, but then at some other point, I didn't really receive it. And then the fact that nilikuwa na enjoy kutembea, aki, that was my biggest struggle. Nili struggle kukaa kwa nyumba. I was thinking of a lot of things. And then, you know, when the baby is still in that newborn stage, what they do is sleep and eat, sleep and eat. So venye tu nasema, you have a lot of time on your hands. Sa yo, niko leave. Nobody wants to give you work. Like, I was even craving to be called from work. Like, hello, Nelly. So we need this and this. Maybe can you do this and this and this? I was craving that. I used to even call my colleagues. And then I'm like, how is work? How are you doing? Is there anything that you need help? And then because they didn't want to put so many pressure or so much pressure on me, they were like, ah, we are good. We are good. I really felt left out because now I'm like, yo, people's lives are going on out there. And then I'm just here taking care of the kid. Like, my life was reduced to being a mom. My life was reduced to being a mom. Long gone are the days where you wake up and go to work, or you just wake up and decide you want to go to town and just walk, or even step into a supermarket or even a restaurant and have some time to yourself and eat or do that. No. Ilienda, just it just passed before my eyes. And now I had to figure out a new routine. Huh? Yeah, could take care of this kid. But so far, so good. I'm really grateful. I'm really happy. You can just get from the way I'm speaking. Nimefurai that I'm raising an amazing human being, ni baby boy. And we just turned 6 months last week. Now that's a big milestone. Imagine you've never done this and then umekana mtoto ukalea mtoto mpaka kafika 6 months. Hey! And during this, the raising phase, now that you're raising this kid, here comes the madam I know alls and the internet moms and the social media moms. Yani, ukitembea, even if you're going to the clinic, people are like, umevalisha mtoto aje? Ushanyoa mtoto? Like, the criticism. Someone just can't take their good time and tell you, congratulations, you're doing a really good job. Actually, I go to clinic in one hospital here in Kisumu. Na kuna nurse apo. Uyo nurse ndio in my life, uyo nurse ndio anani congratulating for doing good things. Like, eh, hey, congratulations, mommy. I can see your baby is healthy. Baby amenona ananyonya. Ati yes, ananyonya. Mpaka we mwenye una feel vizuri. Like, you feel like you're doing at least one good thing in your life. But huko nje, nakwambia hata kutembea hata upande tu gari. Even your Uber guy will judge you. How old is your kid? Eh? Na si umfunike, mbona ujamvalisha your Uber guy? Mpaka I'm like, yo, why are you asking me this? Si kazi yako ni unifikishe mali naenda. why are you asking me this? Huko nje, mpaka ukitembea even if you're in a matatu or like, you are just somewhere, place yenye there's a crowd, or even a lot of people. In a crowd, out of 10 people, 3 people will ask you or criticize you about your kid. You're like, hey, mbunu unangarisha mdoto hivu na unamfunika na shawl. I'm like, yo, I will dress my kid however I want. Sasa ju mtoto anafunikwa na shawl, nimvalishe matambara ama nimvalishe aje. You're even going to do shopping for your kid, unaenda pale Nila or wherever you buy your things, ama Kibuye, you're going to kununua manguo. Mtu wako like, adi mwenye na kuuzia, mtoto wako wako how old, ati, sayi yako 4 months. 4 months na mbaya manguo mingi hivo, atashinda, mbaya tu manguo mbili. I refuse, I will buy clothes however I want. Ata kama nataka kumbaya, ata kama zingine atava, this is my kid we are talking about. Aya. I remember leave yangu took 3 months. I had to go back to work because kumbuka I'm raising someone, this person is going to depend on me. As much as akona the father who is responsibly taking care of him and me, I also need to get something for myself. I can't rely 100% on someone. So venye nilifika, venye my 3 months of leave iliisha, I had to go back to work. So mtoto ako 3 months. Still breastfeeding. I can't introduce him to milk or even formula, baby formula or porridge or anything. So I talk to my boss and I'm really grateful for this boss. Hey! Nani anaweza kubali uende kazi na mtoto mdogo? Mtoto analia 24/7, can't communicate. Akisikia kulala, analia. Akisikia njaa, analia. Aki pampa yake kija, analia. If he's constipating, analia. Like, that's their mode of communication. Tell me, boss wanani anaweza kubali you carry a 3-month-old while going back to work. And you are expected to deliver your roles vizuri with no excuse. I used to go with my baby kwa kazi. And I was judged. Kwanza happened, your criticism ilikuja. You're not even prioritizing your kid. I'm like, yo, the fact that I'm even going an extra mile to go back to work, I am already prioritizing my kid. Because nikienda kazi, nitapata pesa, and through that pesa, I'll be able to kumpatia that comfortable life. Yenye, ata mimi mwenyewe naweza feel comfortable nayo. Niliambiwa venye natesa mtoto, umeanza kutembea na mtoto mapema, oh, siji, just quit your job and stay at home, take care of the kid. You now need to accept and embrace the fact that you are a mom. You have no room to go back to work. So in short, all these people that are criticizing and giving me advice, quote unquote advice, they wanted me to be a stay at home mom. Now I just stay there and my work is to clean the house and take care of the kid. Then nimekatu. Na kuuliza mtu ati lunch, tunakula nini lunch? Ati unaenda kazi, unakula nini lunch? Ai. Hey, in the 21st century, I know. I don't think if I can embrace such a life. To me, so many people have different opinions, but to me, I don't feel like I can embrace such a life where I just sit there and be a stay-at-home mom and take care of my kids, take care of my husband or partner, and just depend on him fully. I don't think I can do that. I refuse to do that. Nilikemewa, but I didn't listen to them, thank God. Even if I subjected my kid kuenda nje na kutembea sana, But yo, natafuta. Natafuta. He will understand. He will understand that I'm trying to look of ways to survive and ways to provide for him. Na nilirudi kazi and so far so good. I don't regret anything. But sahi amefika 6 months sa kuna hii problem. There is this anxiety that comes with having a kid. Imagine you want to trust someone with your kid. I've been looking for daycares in and out of, like, everywhere surrounding, around Kisumu, I mean. I've been looking for daycares because now, at this point, my baby amefika to that age where he sleeps only during the night, and during the day he sleeps like a few hours. So he's active most of the time, and he's in a stage where he's jumpy, he's learning how to crawl, he's grabbing everything, and everything that he grabs goes to the mouth. Like, you have to keep watch of him 24/7. And at the same time, I'm balancing work. I have to go to the field. I have a project that I'm running. I have to make sure that this project imeenda venye inafaa. So, as we are speaking now, I'm looking for a daycare or a nanny to take care of my kid. And I'm anxious because, yo, imagine leaving your kid with a stranger. And the way there are so many things and so many stories circulating on social media of how nannies behave with kids. Some are even being defiled or even being molested or harassed. Like, I am really anxious and I am 50-50. Mbaka, sometimes I sit myself and tell myself, I might just give up and just, niseme tu, let me just take 1 year to just take care of my kid. Because, you know, 1 year from now, at least atakuwa meongea, he can express himself and speak up. But and again, I'm like, if I take this 1 year, what will become of my life? Because I'm at an age where I'm building my career. This is the crucial age of building my career. So it's a 70-30, like it's a tug of war between motherhood and career. And I can't really prioritize the other without kufinyilia ingine. Because if I choose this, this might go wrong. If I choose this other option, this might go wrong. So, hey, it's a struggle. But I'll eventually get a solution. And I know things will turn out vizuri. But hapo kwa kuacha mtoto na mtu. Because I'm even thinking, like, if I leave my kid with my sister, I always call 24, say, hello, how is the kid? Is he sleeping? Is he eating? Is he okay? Is he crying? Does he want anything? Like, I'm never at ease. Even now I'm recording and I'm thinking of him. I'm thinking of him. I'm like, oh, I hope wherever he is okay. But nimemwacha place poa, so at least I'm not that stressed. So yeah, that's my story. And just a parting shot to anyone who knows anyone who is a young mom, be it a single mom or just a young mom in general, prioritize that person's mental health. It's not a lot to ask for. Like, just take a moment, even a text or even a phone call. That's enough. Just ask someone, like, how are you feeling? Because all us moms, sometimes all we need is just an ear to listen to. We just want to rant to someone. Even if you can't offer, like, a valid solution, but that listening ear is enough. It's enough for us. Because we can't really say we've got it, but we don't really get it. I don't know if you get it. Yeah, so I communicate to those friends. If you have a friend who is a young mom, just talk. Ata ile tu kutuma text, like, hi, I was just checking up on you. How are you doing? Then after asking how are you doing, go ahead and ask about the kid. See, kila time tu, mtutakoaje. You can do both. It doesn't really hurt. So long as uko na data, it doesn't hurt. Yeah, so that's that. And pia, kenye motherhood pia has taught me is that friends, wanasema, if you are friends with someone, you are friends because it's like a mutual, how can I say it? Friendship is like a mutual, it's like friends with benefits. Yeah, but not in a sexual way. like having friends, it means that it's a symbiosis. Is this called symbiosis or what? Eh. Mwalimu wa science. Because science or biology. I can't remember, but if you're friends, you depend on each other, either emotionally, physically, financially, but it shouldn't be based on finances. But what I'm trying to say is that having friends means that there's a mutual benefit. Each and everyone knows what he or she's getting out of that friendship. And more so, how can I say it? Like, if you're friends with someone, means that you have a common ground that you all relate to. So you find that I've had so many young moms give their experiences and their stories, how after giving birth, so many friends walijitenga because now maybe they feel like you both of you don't have a common ground, like the fact that you're a mom and they're not moms. Because to them, maybe they'll feel like now if you want to go out, imagine he'll have to carry she'll have to come with the kid. Ati tukimpigia akotu like ebu kidogo na wakol back niko na mtoto. Like they feel like some friends feel like it's a burden, considering the fact that now you are a mom, you can't hang out the way you used to hang out, you can't go partying or even go out, like such things. So most moms lose so many friends after having a kid. And losing friends is not the end of the world. Because let me tell you, wanasemanga milango zingine zinafaa zifungwe ndo zingine zifunguke. Maybe you losing those friends is a new chapter in your life where you'll gain other friends that might even be a good thing to you. You never know. So if you are a young mom out there and you've lost all your friends, do not worry. Do not worry. We are billions of people in this world. You will get other friends. And you will even be grateful that maybe you lost those other friends. But sister, she said me that if you're a young mom, you go and cut off your friends. No. It's their decision if they want to be in your life or not. And Mimi, I'm a yapa, 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 yapa. I can yap. I can yap and talk and talk and talk. But for today, that's what I can share with you, the Unspoken community. Yeah, and thank you for listening. Till next time. Bye.
Damn. Wow, what a story. What a story. What a story. What a story. You know, what really stood out for me in Nelly's story was the fact that everyone was concerned about the baby and not about the mother. Like, I have never looked at it that way. I have never looked at it that way. Like, what about the mom, man? What about the person who was carrying this child for 9 months? When the baby comes, it's all about the baby. I've never looked at it that way. Damn, you guys. So if you listen to that story and you know a mom somewhere, you guys better check on those moms. You better check on those moms. Postpartum depression is real. Talk to mothers out here. Talk to mothers. Thanks to Nelly for sharing that. I had, like, I didn't know. And then when she mentioned, like, the tug of war between motherhood and career. Wow. I feel like, I don't know, I'm not a mother. I don't, like, honestly, things to do with motherhood, I'm not good at it, honestly, you guys. I lost my mom when I was young. And then I don't have friends who are like mom. Like, I don't have people who are close to me who are like raising babies. I don't. So I'm not so good at this topic. I'm not so good at this. Anyway, honestly, I'm just the same as you guys. I've learned a lot from Nelly's story, honestly. Like, she has shed light on some really important stuff that I don't think we really do shed light on. And, like, it has really been eye-opening on what she has talked about. Like, the tug of war between motherhood and career. I feel like mothers always sacrifice their careers when it comes to raising their kids, especially when they're raising their kids young. They mostly sacrifice their careers and just end up just like raising babies and just like getting into motherhood until they forget about themselves. You just put your kid first and then you forget about them. You forget about yourself. But what I'm learning from Nelly's story is that you're as important as your child. You should care about your mental health as much as you should grow with your child. I feel, I'm like, there's something that don't blame your parents for how they raised you, because they're just growing with you. Even them, they're new in this parenting thing, especially if you're a young mom, like your first time mother, you're also like, you're new in this thing, so you're just growing with your baby. So yeah, I learned that, like, don't like abandon yourself to just give everything for your child. Put also, you also matter. So put also, as much as you're going to put your child first, also put yourself first. That's what I've learned from Nelly's story. Build your career. Focus also on building your career. So check on your moms, guys. Check if you know, like, of a mom, if your friend is a mom, don't just be checking on the baby. Check on, like, I feel like when people are always, like, what I know is, like, when people are always going to see, like, when people are going to see, like, maybe a newborn, like, a mother who has just delivered, who has just given birth, most people just take presents for the baby. But has anyone ever taken a present to the mom? Think about it. People always just take diapers, new clothes for the new baby, for the person who carried this baby for 9 months and delivered them safely. So yeah, think about that. That is something. That is a food for thought, honestly. I've never looked at it that way. So something to learn from Nelly's story. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this story as much as I did. I actually enjoyed it. I learned a lot from it. And it is really eye-opening. And shout out to you, Nelly. A big shout out to you, Nelly, for being the first. You're a trailblazer. I told you that when we met. I told you that you are a trailblazer. You're the first person to be courageous enough to share your story with the world, man. Thank you. Shout out. It's not easy, man. Thank you, shout out to you, Nelly, and I wish you all the best. I know you're listening. I wish you all the best in your motherhood, and I told you this already. I wish you all the best in your motherhood, and you're so brave, girl. You're so brave, and you just look like a good mother, honestly. You're so brave, and shout out to you, and I wish you all the best in your motherhood. So, you guys, food for thought. Hope you guys have learned something. Anyway, I'm not here to talk today. Today is not about me. Today is about Nelly's story. So I was just giving my 2 cents about her story. But that's it. Hope you guys have learned something. Remember, if you would like to be part of this series, submit your application. Check out our social media. Link is in the bio. Submit your application. I'm going to get back to you. If you like this podcast, rate the podcast. By the way, I feel like I never say that. Rate this podcast. And remember, Unspoken on the Road, the series is coming to your screens soon. Episode 1, Unspoken on the Road, where, like, now this, the Unspoken on the Road, the series is just me taking you guys behind the scenes on how I even got to meet Nelly, on how we got to do all these things. So if you want to see that, on how we came up with this, yeah, if you like something like that, so check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Subscribe so that you're notified when I upload. I do vlogs. Vlog is coming up tomorrow. This episode is coming up today. I'm dropping it. It's like 4 a.m. of course, me and my weird hours against the world, of course, definitely. So this episode is going up today, our first episode of this series. I'm super excited, man. I am super excited for this series, and I have big plans for it. Yeah, so check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Subscribe if you like this story, if you want to see behind the scenes, the vlogs. A new vlog is coming on tomorrow. So yeah, I'm a yapa, just like Nelly said she is. I'm also one, so I don't want to talk a lot today. Today was about Nelly's story. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something, and I see you episode that Sunday. Adios.